Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Red Tail Land Conservancy, an organization that preserves, protects, and restores natural areas in eight counties throughout East Central Indiana.
I'm Sherry Contos, currently the director of the Muncie Arts and Culture Council, and also a private contractor. I do grant writing and other special projects.
And I'm Barry Banks. I'm the founder and executive director of Red Tail Land Conservancy. Red Tail's mission statement is to preserve, protect, restore natural areas and farmland in East Central Indiana while increasing awareness of our natural heritage. And what our vision is to hold the line right where we are and not to lose any more.
We do steward our land, so we often utilize a lot of volunteers. And we've been fortunate because we have students from Ball State that sometimes volunteer, but it's cool to have just people from the community because that way they can see our properties as well.
And we have some of our nature preserves that are open to the public. But also, I think my very favorite and most well-attended event is the wildflower celebration at UHAS Woods, just south of Unionport in southwestern Randolph County. It's an 83-acre site. It's been said that as far as plant life and all the whole ecosystem there, everything that should be there is there, still is. And it has some very, very nicely maintained trails that go in different parts of it. The upland woods, there's some very unique wetlands. There's a creek valley that goes through there that we own both sides of. So it's, and in the springtime, it becomes gorgeous. And that's one of the best. And so we get people out the Sunday afternoon, usually late April, early May. And we'll generally get around 100 or so, 100 to 150 people will come through and revel at absolute splendor of springtime in the Indiana woods.
And I think also to recognize that those places don't just happen by themselves. I mean, they don't just pop up and save themselves, and they don't have, like in this case, the Red Tail Prairie has a walkway through it and places to sit and look and observe. And those, you know, it takes people, it actually does take money. And I don't think people recognize that. They take it for granted. There are a lot of places in the country that they don't have a greenway to get on. They don't have a Red Tail Prairie to walk through. They don't. So we're fortunate to have it, and it doesn't just happen by itself.
But I think that the long-term need is to find and hire talented people. We've started that process. We'll hire two more directors by the beginning of 2015. And I think going out and taking advantage of these natural areas, we'd be a community full of people that are more relaxed, where they share something with other community members, or just immerse yourself in nature.
You'll hear more about Red Tail Land Conservancy all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.